Questions?
What happened on the punt return for a touchdown?
Well, a couple things broke down. You know, takes a lot of guys, you know, to execute that. Takes a lot of guys to not get it executed. So I think the punt was fine. He had enough hang time. It was, you know, the hang distance ratio was fine. It was enough to get covered. That's usually the predetermining factor, I think. Statistically, it proves out that way, too. But we had a couple of guys get blocked one-on-one down the field. A couple of guys get held up at the line. And our ability to get to the outside was not there. They did a good job of executing it. They did a good job of preparing. They just had a better situation on that play than we did, and they parlayed it. And it was a big play, you know, big play. Well, I think we could have done a better job, although it's not just in that moment. I mean, I think we, you know, in hindsight, there's 20 things I could tell you we could have done better, but it would have been over the course of a long time that we needed to, you know, expand our coverage a little bit wider. We were bunched a little bit in the middle, and you know, we sort of got forced to be bunched, but we still have a responsibility to get a little bit wider than we were, and that goes over the course of a lot of work, not just that week or that game. That's a constant thing that we needed to get done over, you know, mini camps, camp, practices, and so that's a coaching breakdown. If you don't have those lanes and those distribution of where you need to come from to get to the ball, then I didn't, you know, I somewhere in there did not get that entrenched in their mind. I don't think effort was an issue. I don't think so at all. We've had a couple of guys. We've had a couple of grades, loafs, some, you know, not many. But effort has not been an issue for us. I think our guys are real pros at all that stuff. I just have to help them know where their spacing needs to be and their leverage, and just need to work harder at it.
When you struggle on special teams, can this be a reflection of a lack of quality depth on a roster?
From my vantage point, no. I mean, like I said, when you have a play like that, and that was a critical play. I mean, that was as critical a play as we've had all year, I think, because that turned the tide. It doesn't mean it needed to, but it did. And I just look at what I could have done, and like I said, I go back to, you know, to mini camps and think, you know, I didn't get this settled. I didn't get this squared away. I could have done this. Instead of spending time on protection, we could have spent more time on coverage. Just anything and everything, you look for how you could have done that play better. And there was a lot of coaching things I could have done better. So that's on me. I don't think the depth is. I like our players. I like their talent. It's really been for me a great group to work with, and I just got to help them better to be more prepared for a play like that.
With that said, Bobby, how disappointing has the whole year been? You like the talent, you like the players.
Well, the season has been very disappointing because I think I believe this. I've seen it happen. So I say it from experience that if you have a dominating special teams, I mean a dominating special teams, many of the games that we lost, we could have won. You dominate them, and a lot of the games we lost, we could have won. So I believe that. I mean, I believe it, you know, maybe, you know, from my background, whatever. If the games are close, the special teams and turnovers are gonna decide the game. And in the NFL, the parity is so great. We're not talking about SC and Notre Dame and got to win the turnover battle, got to win the special teams. The only way we're going to win the game. You talk about that every week. So I believe it. So whenever we have a letdown, certainly I'm disappointed because I feel, you know, if I'm responsible for that phase to win the game, if all the games are close and I got to take care of that phase and I let the team down, then certainly, you know, I'm disappointed and probably about it. I can go further, but I can't afford to be discouraged because we play in Washington this week, and you know we got to get ready for them. So, you know, I'm getting the cuts taken care of. I'm on the stool right now, but the bell's going to ring at 1 o'clock on Sunday again, so I don't have time to think about that stuff.
You're saying effort is not a question on your special teams, and then on the punt return. But as the returner going up the sideline, it looks like Casey and Jamar at different times don't have somebody blocking them out getting to the sideline. So if that's not the case, if they're going in front of them, they're not getting there, and it's not effort, then what's the issue then?
Well, I just think we could have taken a better deployment of our coverage would have been, and that's a coaching point. Deploying ourselves in a wider scheme from the onset, because they have a responsibility to get to a certain station in the initial stages of the coverage, and then from that station, you know, they've got to take from that alignment. Just like if I play defensive end in a 3-4, I'm aligned over here, so I got to get to that alignment, and then from there, I need to do the responsibilities of best path through the obstacles that I may face. And I think initially we started out bad, and then it became a foot race. And, obviously that's maybe a little more genes and chromosomes at that point and not anything else.
But did you think that Brandon Hughes was blocked in the back on that play?
I don't know. He probably, you know, I don't want to make comment about the officiating. I'd rather not.
Extra point. What happened with the mechanic?
You know, that should never happen. Alex said when his plant foot hit, his foot slid, and when his foot slid, his body got torqued. And he really came around, you know. I mean, that's ridiculous, but that's what happened. And so that was not good. I mean, that's not good. You should never miss an extra point. He knows it. He's got to make that. I mean, he hit the 40-yarder before that about as nice as you could hit one. Perfect down the middle. I mean, and then it come and miss an extra point. Because the hole was good, he just slipped, and I mean, he didn't he didn't intend to do anything goofy. It just his body took a poor reaction to him feeling he was imbalanced, and because the operation was good, the snap was good. John did a nice job. Matt did a nice job. Alex's steps were right. His timing was right. I'd have to look at it on the TV copy. I'm taking his word for it. It was hard to see on the deal. But he doesn't miss like that unless something happens. It's just not. It just doesn't happen. He's too accurate.
How frustrated were you when you have a field goal unit out there and don't have any team members with something?
Well, again, that's my responsibility to have the 11 guys out there. And to not have 11, again, I can only say I shoulder that because I'm responsible for getting them out there. And when you have to give up a timeout you know, you let the team down for one thing, but you really let the head coach down, because those timeouts are like gold for a head coach. I mean, he's got the equipment, and he's got the facility to strategize and use things to our greatest advantage when we have all of our timeouts. And in a game like that one that was so close for so long, a timeout is you know, it's kind of priceless. So to give one up because somebody wasn't on the field, and I got to get them out there, you know. So I got to get them out there. I got to get it done. I walked away from when I thought we had sent the guys in. I walked away to get an angle because we had a little leakage on the left side between the end and the tight end, so I wanted to get that exact angle. So I turned and walked away, and I didn't see the Selleck hollering for somebody. And pretty much I'm the one that has to do that because, you know, I got my hands on everything in that area.
Doesn't the player have to be accountable at that point to be on the field? Excuse me, committed a penalty on the previous snap. I mean, isn't it?
Well, you know, I don't know. I just know, I got to get it done for us. I got to help us. I got to be sharper. I got to be more in tuned. And, I mean, I'll speak to a player when a situation happens, but, you know, we'll try to correct it and make sure it doesn't happen again. That's all at this point we can do. No, I mean, it wasn't good. Because like I said, those penalties are gold. You know, those penalties are, I mean, it was those timeouts are, they're like gold. I mean, whenever we take one, you know, haphazardly anytime, I go, oh, man. And then when they have it happen on our end for something like that, it's frustrating, you know, frustrating.
Do you understand from the outside how people would see that king and then a missed extra point and a punt return touchdown and think that your guys are just not focused or not hustling? I mean, can you understand the outside perception when all those things happen?
And any definition that they could try to put on the ineptitude of that game, I perfectly understand it. You know, for most of our fans, I mean, I would think, I don't know. I know when I was a kid going to NFL games, I mean, and I would think the city like this mostly is, you know, guys have to, I mean, they got to spend a lot of time behind the wheel, driving that cab or driving that truck or delivering the bread or whatever. They got to put in a lot of time to buy a ticket for one of these games. And I know my family did when we used to go to games when I was a kid. And I mean, it's a big investment. You want to see a great product. You know, and when they don't, you know, they got every right to be angry. So, I definitely understand, 100%. Thanks, appreciate it.